It's a Friday morning, and we want to check in and find out what's happening in and around Washington with the president. Classified documents, so many things to discuss this morning. And we have on our WHBC Newsline our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today. Happy Friday to you.
I am glad it's Friday. Very enjoying that so far this morning. But so I need to ask you, what kind of trouble were you getting yourself into yesterday?
Well, I'm just asking questions that if you were aboard Air Force One or anyone listening to our conversation were aboard Air Force One, you would have asked. And I was asking in regards to this ongoing matter involving classified documents and President Biden. It was the deputy White House press secretary who took some questions from the reporters traveling with President Biden yesterday for his day trip to California. And I asked the deputy press secretary, Olivia Dalton, whether the White House will cooperate with the House Oversight Committee in their investigation concerning these classified documents. And she would not make that commitment, which I thought was very newsworthy.
Yeah, it was interesting. And I was looking through, you had sent me a little bit of your Q&A. And I mean, and the president ended up speaking about it yesterday, right?
He did. At the conclusion of his visit to California, it was a visit in which he was seeing firsthand all the damage associated with the storms, the flood damage that California, Central and Northern California suffered over the past few weeks. He did respond to a question. He said that he is cooperating. The White House is cooperating, but I think he was referring to cooperation with the Department of Justice. They are not cooperating with the parallel investigation that's being conducted by the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. And so he said, the way he concluded his remarks to the press corps, there's no there. That may be true. While he says that, the DOJ investigation continues. They're not taking the president at his word when he says that.
Yeah, and obviously the other things that we're hearing, you know, we're hearing the Republicans saying that he's being treated differently. We're hearing the Democrats saying, Republicans, you're so appalled by this, but you weren't when Donald Trump's situation came about. It's tiresome, you know?
Well, it is. You know, I think that they're very, we've talked about this. To me, they're very similar situations. You have two individuals who were in possession of classified material after they've left office, Donald Trump, after he left the presidency, Joe Biden, after he left the vice presidency, they should not have been in possession of classified documents. And, you know, it's questionable where they had these classified documents. For Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago, for Joe Biden, in his garage. These are not places to keep classified documents. So I think that you need to treat these situations in the same manner. And in fact, that's the way the DOJ is treating these situations. There is a special counsel named for each of these very high-level, high-ranking individuals who served at the highest levels of government.
Yeah, and like you say, bottom line is the end game was the same, you know, and the result was the same. The classified documents were in a place they shouldn't have been in both cases.
Well, that's exactly right, and they were not in the possession of the National Archives, which under law must take possession of all government documents after a president or a vice president or anyone in the executive office of the president leaves office under the Presidential Records Act. And that is something that was not followed by either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That we know for sure.
Well, we know yesterday we reached the debt limit, correct?
We did. And so the Treasury Department is taking what it calls extraordinary measures to avoid a default on our debt. That will get us through, it's estimated, around June. But that means that over the course of the next few months, there needs to be negotiations between the White House and House Republicans over extending or suspending the debt limit so we do not default on our debt. And that would have drastic consequences for our economy. And it would mean that Social Security recipients wouldn't receive their Social Security. It would mean military members wouldn't get paid. It would have some major consequences all across the country.
Yeah, that would not be good. Not good at all. All right.
No,
well,
it would.
It is a Friday, so that means you have a nice weekend, right? Nice weekend ahead.
I do. It was a long day yesterday. Pam started out at 7 a.m. in the morning at Andrews Air Force Base, got back around midnight last night. So it'll be calmer today, and it's good to be back in the nation's capital.
We're going to post some of those pictures, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead. Please
great.
Do that,
we will do that. We're going to put those on our website. Folks can go and take a look at some pictures from your trip yesterday, and then we'll chat with you again next week.
I look forward to it. Have a great day, Pam. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.